Welcome to A Stride Above Podcast, where our commitment to excellence in equine health and athletic performance unites us. Join your host, Dr. Alberto Rolon, as we trot through the essential topics that matter most to you and your equine family members. With over 15 years of experience in equine sports medicine and rehabilitation, Dr. Rolon is dedicated to navigating you through the latest innovations and essential insights in horse health. Together, we'll ensure that you and your horses always remain a stride above the rest.
Hey, welcome to another episode of A Stride Above. Today, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite topics, that is OCD. OCD stands for Osteochondrosis Dissecans. Osteochondrosis Dissecans. And I'm going to tell you right away, if you want to see more information about this topic, what the radiograph look like, what they mean, and what to do about it, I want you to go to our webpage dedicated specifically to bone problems, and this is www.equinearthritis.info. www.equinearthritis.info. In this website, you're going to find a lot of information about many joints of the horse, specifically the fetlock, the stifle, the hock, the foot, the knee, and problems that happen with these joints, including OCDs, osteochondrosis dissecans. So I don't want to bore you with what is it? I don't want to bore you with scientific terms about OCD. What I want you to know is a quick understanding of what the heck this term means. All right. First, osteo means bone. Chondrosis comes from the word chondro, which stands for cartilage, right? And dissecans, it means that it's starting to become separated. It's like dissecting underneath. So osteochondrosis dissecans, or OCD, is a problem with the calcification of the bone in the joint. That's all I want you to know for now. Why is it important? Well, one of the reasons it's important is because if you can imagine a joint is like a fist and an arm right here. So it has to be a nice, easy sliding between two bones. And that is provided by the cartilage and the form of the bone. So if you have a problem with that area, you can imagine that there's not going to be a nice, easy sliding. And in another episode, I'm going to show you a demonstration of this with real bones. But what OCD does is going to prevent that sliding, that smooth sliding. And by doing that, it can create a lot of lameness and it can create a lot of fluid in the joint. Now, there is a catch. Many people think that if you have an OCD, it's the end of the world. This horse is doomed. That is not the case. Did you know actually that if a horse has OCD, sometimes you don't even need to do surgery? Surgery is not always needed for horses with OCD. Of course, historically, it has been easier to do surgery because once you remove it and you clean the surface, it actually becomes very smooth again, and the horse has an excellent athletic performance. Well, most horses have excellent prognosis for athletic performance after the OCD. Now, there are OCDs. They could be in any joint. Fetlock joints, hock joints, stifle joints, neck, shoulders, elbow. All these joints could have OCD, osteochondrosis dissecans. Of course, the most common ones that we see are going to be the hock, the fetlock, the stifle, some in the knee. We can see some in the foot as well, but less common. And then less common also the neck, but we can also see it. So let's talk about one, for example. Let's say you have a horse that is a younger horse, perfectly normal. And all of a sudden you start seeing that the hock starts to fill up. By filling up, I mean increasing joint fluid more than usual. And this horse might not be lame. You start suspecting that one, this horse could have some sort of accident, some sort of injury, or that the horse has an OCD. In the next episode, we're going to talk about the most common sites of OCD in the hock and what can you do about it. Thank you for joining us. To A Stride Above, I hope you guys have a great day.